Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Somewhere I have dreamed of visiting, and again, never knew whether I would or not, was the Gobi Desert of Mongolia. We went on an incredible 51-day trip through China, Mongolia, and Tibet, and from Ulaanbaatar, we took a small plane flight to Gobi Camp 1 for the night. The next morning, we drove for 200 kilometers through the Mongolian steppe, where there are many, many horses roaming wild, and about two camels to every human. Our destination was another Gobi Desert yurt campsite, but this time right in front of the Kongoran El sand dunes. They are also known as the singing sands because of the sound of the sand moving as the wind blows it. They are about 100 kilometers long, 20 kilometers wide, and rise about 300 meters. Walking up is really hard work because every time you take a step or two up, you slide a little back down. The wind blows the sand everywhere, and while it might sound beautiful with its singing, it is not so great getting it in your eyes and mouth. So we had to stop every now and again to make sure that our scarves were well tied around our faces. It was worth it. The view from the top was magnificent. An endless sea of sand. Again, the walking down was easy. The fast moon walking was great fun. As a treat at the end, we were taken on a camel ride along the edge of this vast dune sea and got to see a bit more of it. As is normal with the desert, we walked in silence on our camels and just enjoyed the serene sounds of nothing around us. We stayed in the yurt camp for the night in a gur tent, which is round and made from animal hides and has a stove inside to keep us warm. It got bitterly cold at night. The next morning we met a local family of herders. They treated us to a taste of their salty cheese. I'm sorry to say it was pretty disgusting. But we were also treated to a taste of their homemade vodka, which even at 11 a.m. in the morning was amazing. We drove on a different route back so that we could stop at a local village to meet traders and children. It's really hard to believe that so many people live out in this vast nothingness. After this, we got to visit the dinosaur cemetery with flaming cliffs and where Dr. Roy Chapman made his dinosaur discoveries in 1922. It's just this huge, empty area of giant cliffs and crags, totally different colors from everywhere we had been. And we got to sit on the edge of these cliffs eating our lunch, which is definitely one of the most unusual spots I've ever had my picnic. From there, we went on to the national park called Yolamam. Again, we stayed in a yurt camp, but this time in amongst mountains and cliffs and crags, and it really looked a bit like being in Switzerland after being in the desert. It's an area known for bald-headed eagles, and our guide had said that we may not see them, as on their previous visit, they had not encountered even one. We saw too many to count. What an amazing sight that was. I could continue talking about Mongolia for hours, but for now, I'm just dreaming about visiting deserts again. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.